Hello and welcome to the 5-Minute Gospel Podcast for Sunday, the 4th of September, the 23rd Sunday of the year. As we read today's Gospel, we might feel a little uncomfortable. Jesus says two things that might disturb us and might make us ask, is Jesus really serious? First, Jesus said, if anyone comes to me without hating their father, mother, wife, children, brothers, sisters, yes, and their own life too, they cannot be my disciple. Then later he said, none of you can be my disciple unless you give up all your possessions. Most of us don't want to hate our closest family members, and we don't like the idea of giving up all our possessions. Does that mean we're not suitable to be followers of Jesus? The two little parables Jesus gives us today help us to understand the meaning of his words. The first little parable is about the foolishness of a person building a house without planning how to finish it. The second is about the danger of going to war against a stronger army without the means to have victory. These examples are not about house building or about war. They're about people starting something, but only getting halfway, only going halfway, because they didn't see things clearly and prepare. Today, we're not being told that we must not have possessions, the necessities and comforts of life, nor that we must hate our family members. What Jesus is asking us is to make sure that we see all our relationships, both with people and with our possessions, in proper perspective, that we see them clearly. There are many good, important things in all of our lives, but in Jesus we have the greatest good. If we let anything become more important than Jesus, well, we're only going halfway. Jesus wants us to go all the way with him and see all the good things in our lives through his eyes. This puts things in perspective and helps everything to fall into place. When we see with the eyes of Jesus, the good things in our lives are not pushed aside. Quite the opposite. They take on greater value and meaning. We see the real value of our family, our friends, our work, our study, and all the things we own when we see them in Jesus. When we see our family through the eyes of Jesus, of course, we love them. This means going all the way in helping our family members to meet Jesus. It means encouraging them to encounter Jesus in prayer and in the Eucharist, the Mass. But it also means helping them to see Jesus in other families, those who are different to us, and most especially families who suffer or are in need. When we see our possessions through the eyes of Jesus, we go all the way in making sure our lives are not centred just on getting. More. Instead, while we make sure we have all we need, we also share our things, and even our money, with those who do not have even the most basic things they need. Jesus invites you and me today to put him first, to place him at the centre of our lives, and to see things the way he sees them. Now, that's a bigger challenge than we might realise. It's not easy. It means deciding to go all the way with Jesus, to go all the way, instead of sitting back and being comfortable and satisfied with only going halfway. Let's spend a few minutes with Jesus today, thinking about what stops us going all the way with him. Going all the way with Jesus. God bless you all.